So by a show of hands, who did Kiddush Levana already? Anyone? Going once? No one wants to admit that they did? Interesting. Now one person in a room of 20 people did Kiddush Levana. So are you all wrong? Is everyone here wrong? Today is the fifth day of Av, I believe. Right? Last night was going into the fifth. So option number one, where you could have done it, I guess, or one option would have been the night going into the fifth, because Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday. Last night would have been the fifth. Fine. Another option you could do, Kiddush Levana, would be the 10th. No? Right? I mean, you could always do the 7th, but I'm saying, but another time you could do it is if you want to wait till after Tisha B'Av for whatever reason. So you could do it the night going into the 10th of Av. Or you could wait till Matzei Shabbos Nachamu, whatever, Shabbos Nachamu, which would be going into the 12th, entering the 12th of Av. All of those are acceptable times. So when does everyone here plan on doing it? Matzei Shabbos, huh?
Matzei
Tisha B'Av. Or Matzei Shabbos. Okay. So let's see. So the upshot is I gave this chabur a few years ago, but then last night someone was asking me, oh, should we say Kiddush Levana? And of course I couldn't remember. I remember there are three shittas, so I realized, okay, we have to give this chabur again, because if I don't remember, no one here remembers either, I hope. So we gave this a couple of years ago. Three shittas. It's very simple. Which shita is correct? Shita number one is Matzei Shabbos Nachamu. So in other words, you wait till Matzei Shabbos, but not this Matzei Shabbos, this past Matzei Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. Why? Says the Darkei Moshe, citing the Maril, Himtin ad Matzei Shabbos Nachamu, ki ein mekablin pnei ashchina ela mitoch simcha. We only say mitoch simcha. How is what possible? No, I'm talking about our case. Our year. This is a very. This is a target of chaburi to. This is exactly this year. 3 years ago, it came up again. I have in my notes July 24th, 2020. It was a Friday. Shabbos. I have my notes. It's the last time I gave this chaburah. Yeah? So my notes don't lie. I may lie, but my notes don't lie. So the last time it came up, check it up, was 2020. So we gave this all from our homes and our COVID over WhatsApp, whatever, not in person. Now we could do it in person. So yeah. So the last time it was Thursday. So one option is you could wait till Shabbos Nachamu. Yeah?
Suppose Tisha B'Av, it's Yud on a Sunday.
No, keep it our year for a second. 1 second. Keep it our year. We'll get to all the years, other years, and then the other years, a whole nother chabura. This year. That's what I want to know. Did you do Kiddush Levana? So according to this, so one option is you could wait till Shabbos Nachamu. Says the Darkei Moshe. Dafki says this year. Dafki im Shabbos Nachamu samach leTisha B'Av. Could go in Tisha B'Av b'yom chamishi. So that's mamish our year. So says the Ramah, Darkei Moshe, you wait until Shabbos Nachamu. Says the Ramah in two places, in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, he writes, Avolo b'matzei Tisha B'Av v'lo shar tainis. So you're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana matzei Tisha B'Av. So that means you have to wait until Shabbos Nachamu. He says, that's one place. And his second place, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, he writes, V'noagin shelo l'kadosh ha'levana ad achar Tisha B'Av. So if you put this all together, the Ramah is very clear. The ideal, optimal time to do Kiddush Levana this year is Matzei Shabbos Nachamu, because up until then, we're shari b'tzar, it sounds like. We're in pain. It says we're not shari b'simcha. Even Matzei Tisha B'Av. Why? Because why Matzei Tisha B'Av? Are we not in happiness? Because Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Yud. So we're finished being destroyed on Yud. Therefore, according to that, 10 is still Avelus. We know we keep some of the Avelus stuff in Matzei Tisha B'Av until Chatzos the next day. And therefore, it is very clear, says the Mishnah Brura, paskening Halacha L'maisa, in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, he writes, Im Tisha B'Av Chol B'Yom Chamishi, Yesh lo lahamtin ad Matzei Shabbos, Shehu Yud Beis L'Chodesh. So according to opinion number one is, Mishnah Brura, seems pretty clear, Matzei Shabbos Nachamu. Opinion number two is noted by the Mishnah Brura in the very next os. He says, not so fast. He says, some disagrees. He says, Avodas Achronim B'Chozeh, T'mekadshin Afilu B'Matzei Tisha B'Av. So opinion number two is when should you do it? But you all started saying Matzei Tisha B'Av. But what's the problem about doing it with Matzei Tisha B'Av? Well, first of all, why should you do it Matzei Tisha B'Av? Says the Arizal, the Kabbalistic reason, is because that's when Mashiach is going to be born, and therefore, just like Mashiach will bring a whole new world, so to Levana is Mischadish every month, so therefore you do it Matzei Tisha B'Av. Seder Hayom says that's the best time, because we just are fasted, we gave up our whole body, we're in a higher level, Matzei Tisha B'Av, you may want to faint at that point, but still, you're a higher spiritual level, that therefore that's the perfect time to do Kiddush Levana. This was Minag Yerushalayim, says the Pri Chodesh. It's also Minag Sfarad, apparently. The Ben Ishchai, the Chida, and the Arlet Zion all say Minag Sfarad is to do it Matzei Tisha B'Av. The problem is that there's a huge problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. You have to eat first. And you have to, what else? The shoes. You got your Crocs or whatever, your bunny rabbit slippers. It's not kavod to do Kiddush Levana with bunny rabbit slippers. Yeah. Guys, got to stick. I got 10 minutes. I'm sticking to that. Yom Kippur is a whole different Ramah. We have to tackle that issue. Yom Kippur, there's other competing issues because you want to get stuff in before Yom Adin. Maybe there's other issues. But yeah, what are you saying? No, Yom Kippur is come back in 4 months. Yeah, 3 months, whatever it is. Okay, fine. But now, so according to Shita number 2, there's a problem. How are you going to do with the food? So says the Mishnah Berurah, others, Sharet Zion says, it's better to do it with a minyan than to do without the food. So in other words, it's better to fast, do it Matzei Tisha B'Av with the minyan and to come back later on after you eat and do it by yourself. But what about the shoes? So that's a big issue. The Shari Nechama, Sefer quotes Rabbi Yashav and Rabbi Kamenetsky, who both said, real sneakers are fine. But if you have like these bunny rabbit slippers or whatever, you got your slippers over there, that's a bizayon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better you go home, switch your shoes, and do it by yourself with chashuva shoes than to do it with a minyan, which is a pretty big chiddush. Many disagree. Moshe Feinstein said, even with your slippers, it's better to do it with a minyan, which I think is what the minhag olam is. There's another problem. What about the famous, you know, some shuls are very machker about this, the famous rikud that happens after the, you know, Tov Moros. You walk around like hands on your shoulders looking like you're dead zombies walking around in a circle, right? So, but is that, it's technically dancing. Are you allowed to do that on Matzei Tisha B'Av? You're not supposed to sing, you're not supposed to listen to music at that point. So that's a big discussion. The Tshuva Sranhaga says it's permitted. However, some quote of Musa, you could sing, but you can't dance. You're going around that, I don't know if that's called dancing, but if you walk around, but if you're really walking around and holding hands, that presumably is dancing. You wouldn't do that on Shabbos necessarily, so you shouldn't do that now. And that's opinion number 2. Opinion number 3 is we all botched it. Opinion number 3 is you should have done it last night. Why? Says the Vilna Gaon. He says, V'chein mekachin kodim Tisha B'Av v'kodim Yom HaKippur. He says Yom Kippur stuff. Yeah, but even same thing. Says the Vilna Gaon, what are you playing games for? Why? The Aruch HaShulchan elaborates. It's because Chas Shom, you could get sick. And I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely never in any mood to do Kiddush Levana Matzei Tisha B'Av. You know, sometimes you just chuck it, and then you end up forgetting because you're so tired, you're so hungry. Okay, I'll do it after, but you don't end up doing it after. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, why in the world would you wait? Especially depending on it is with the weather, global warming, who knows what's going to be over the next 4 days. Smog and fog and everything. It could be orange, the sky. So for sure, it's a bigger riot, though, that you don't know what you're going to be seeing. And therefore, he says, Aruch HaShulchan, of course, you should do it sooner and later. Says Rabbi Yashav, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. That was their opinion as well. The problem is that can you dance last night? Can sing and dance? Can even sing? Because now it's Mamish Shavu Shechalbo. So how are you supposed to do that? So Rabbi Yashav said it was permitted in that case as well. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman doesn't really, he says really should do nothing. And Mashari Nechama, which is a leaklet, it quotes a lot of different posts and back and forth. Again, singing is more makil. You sing, you know, it'd be much better than dancing. The final word of what to do, the best aids are probably what to do, which no one does. Everyone says they do, but no one actually does this. Is to go home, Matzei Tisha B'Av, eat first, put on your shoes, come back, get a minion, and do whatever. Everyone says they're going to do it in my block. Someone's a block. WhatsApp. There's a chat about that. I don't know. I've never seen that done. Maybe you guys all do it. I'm too lazy to come back an hour later and schlep out and do it again. I think the best thing to do it is just to do it Matzei Tisha B'Av. That's what the belt does with your sneakers and with being hungry. With the minion, is probably what the minog is. You know, probably if you ask me what I would do, I probably would have done it last night. But, you know, no one else wanted to do that. And that seems to buck the pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. I think that why play games, especially just do it now. You're comfortable last night. Do it now. You don't have to sing. You don't have to dance. Nishkeferach. Shkoyach.